Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Back in the home studio. Good morning, Steele.
Morning.
All right. Where do we start? How about this? Eddie has a 9-year-old. Eddie's the dad of the show.
Yeah.
And Eddie's letting his 9-year-old drive his car now? Because it... And he's...
Where?
In my neighborhood. I noticed some other kid doing it with his dad, and I was like, that's a good idea, you know? Like, when I was growing up, we had country. We had a lot of room to, like, learn.
Yeah.
But I don't live in the country now. I live in the city, and so I was like, well... He's 9, and I guess it's a good time to start learning.
So he's in your lap, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to let him drive on his own. So he sits on my lap, and he steers right now around the neighborhood, and he loves it.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's safe, right?
How did you, around the room, how did you learn to drive, Amy?
Well, I mean, I used to sit my parents' lap like that, but then
it's like when you really had to learn to drive.
Driver's ed.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Kid. No teeth key. He taught us to drive at like 13. He took us out on the country roads and let us drive. He'd sit in the passenger seat, and we'd sit in the driver's seat. No sitting in the lap.
Huh. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
Eddie?
Me too. Yeah, out in the country. Yeah, out in the country. We'd just pick these like parks out in the middle of nowhere. My dad would just let us hit the open road.
That's what my stepdad did. I think I was 12 or 13. But my thing was, we had a lot of dogs, deer dogs. And so you would go out and have to get ahead of the dogs. And so someone, if it was just him and I, someone had to take the truck and go find the other person. So when I was 12, 13, he was like, it was out of necessity. I had to learn how to drive a standard.
Oh, it's why you guys were hunting.
Yes. That's why he taught me how.
Interesting.
Because he would try to go cut off because what happens is, Amy, you take these dogs, mm-hmm. deer dogs, and they're rah, 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 the whole time when they catch a scent.
Yeah.
And they're chasing this deer. Now, obviously, they're not as fast as a deer, but they're going. But what we're trying to do is get in front of the deer that's running from the dogs.
Wow.
So he's on foot trying to get in front of the deer, and he'd be like, hey, I need you to pick me up over here. And here I am, 12, driving the stick. You know, going to pick him up.
Well, that's awesome you could do it. My sister's first car was a standard, so I was going to get her car as a hand-me-down when I turned 16. My dad took me to parking lot. About 30 minutes in, he's like, yeah, we're just going to have to get a different car. There was just no hope.
Well, good luck, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, start him small, right?
Start him small.
Pretty soon he's going to be on his own, driving to school.
Oh, boy. Back. Listen, it's Tuesday. I think we got a good one here. And so if you guys want to be part of the show, you can hit me on Instagram or Twitter. I have the same name, Mr. Bobby Bones. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Wow. Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Bill Hansen just celebrated his 100th birthday, which is cool. Like, to live to 100, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to party. He actually wanted to go back to work. He'd been retired. He's just so bored. And he was like, I want to go back to work. So he went back to his longtime job at Hutchison Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling in Cherry Hill. And he was like, all right, back to work you go. So they took him back. And now he's working part-time every day at 100 years old.
I wonder what he does.
Little things around the office.
That's
little
amazing.
Building. Probably some whittling. That doesn't say there, but I imagine he whittles.
Maybe he greets people.
Every 100-year-old got a whittle.
Yeah.
So I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
If producer Raymond in sports North Carolina won the championship 71-65 over Gonzaga last night, congrats to them. In weather news, there's been over 16 reported tornadoes from Texas to Georgia since Sunday. Louisiana is in a state of emergency. And finally, Hunt's chili kits have been recalled nationwide because the chili seasoning can make you sick. Take it back, they say, to the store for a full refund.
I stayed up late watching the basketball game last night. Did you?
Nope.
Yeah, I figured you would.
But I know who won. And I wore the colors.
What color?
Sort of.
You're wearing white. It's everybody's color.
No,
everybody's white.
Yeah. And light blue.
You have blue jeans on.
Yeah, isn't that North Carolina?
I mean, they're not denim.
I felt like when I was getting dressed this morning, I was dressing sort of North Carolina-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North Carolina did win last night, mm-hmm. and the game was over late last night. I stayed up. I'm sure you stayed up.
Late. Oh, my goodness. And the whistles wouldn't stop. It took forever.
The whistle? Oh, the whistle.
Whistles.
Yeah. Was it close? Stuff.
Yeah, it was close.
Came down to the last minute.
Yeah. Hey, did you say that late?
Of course I did. Man, it was a great game towards the end.
Did you guys gamble on it?
I did not gamble. I had like those little numbers, you know, that you bet.
Squares.
I had that, but I didn't hit any.
Yeah. Did you guys get your money from Mike D yet?
No.
No.
Where is he?
We'll do the presentation in a bit.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
I went to Vegas, took their money. It's my first morning back in the studio, so You'll all get your money later on.
Yeah.
Or will you want to double it up in a game called Double It Up? Huh? Oh, never mind.
Hey, get your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
It's Tuesday. We got some positivity for you right now. I hope you like this segment because we try to bring you... It seems like the news is always like, bleh. But we want to be like, woo! So again, the news goes, bleh. But we're like, woo! All right, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
It's anyone's guess how Boo Boo the cat traveled 1,800 miles from California to Canada. But the owner got a voicemail from a Canadian animal shelter, said, hey, we have Boo Boo. We have the chip. And your cat's here like 2,000 miles away. So
wow.
Boo Boo's getting sent back.
Sometimes
that's crazy.
Cats like hitch a ride on trucks or
vacay.
Inside engines and stuff.
That's crazy. Good for the family for getting Boo Boo back. Mm-hmm. Amy?
Okay, well, a girl's bathroom at a Laguna Hills high school has taken away the mirrors and put in handwritten signs of encouragement. So, yeah, I guess when you go to the bathroom, they can't really check themselves out, but that's okay because they don't want the girls to be focused on their looks or feel intimidated by other girls in the bathroom. They want to be able to read things like, stay positive, you're beautiful, you're capable, you are unique.
I love the thought of this. Like, the idea behind this is great,
yeah.
But they should do every other mirror because sometimes you got a booger or you have something in your teeth.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering about that. I guess you have a compact mirror. Like, maybe you can carry one around.
Every other
you.
Mirror with positive messages. I love the idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Let's modify. There's always room for modification.
Sure.
Lunchbox.
There's this 9-year-old. He comes home from school and his mom's not feeling well. And she's like, I think I'm just going to go lay down and take a nap. And he's like, no, you should go to the doctor. You don't look good. And she's like, no, I'm going to take a nap. And he goes, no, you're going to go to the doctor. So she's like, fine, I'll go to the doctor. Turns out she had a pulmonary embolism. Like, that means blocked arteries. Yeah. And if she would have gone to sleep, she would have never woken up.
Wow.
Saved her life.
Wow. Holy cow. Again, the news goes, bleh. We go, woo! That's right. How's the news go?
Yeah.
And how do we go?
Woo!
Around the room, what'd you do yesterday, Amy?
Cleaned the house a lot because I had some workers there, like installing wallpaper. Some of the stuff was a little bit messier than I thought, so then I had to like do some cleaning up because we have company coming this week. You know, the big showers this weekend, so I'm trying to get everything in order.
Oh, your adoption shower.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited. I forgot about that.
I know. Sorry, but just trying to get that all, you know, all the kids' stuff ready to go so people can see.
Lunchbox?
Man, I had bowling practice.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow, the big bowl off.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah, so I did a little bowling practice.
Wow.
I got a nap in, and that was my day. What about you?
I flew back from Vegas yesterday, and that's a long flight.
Were your arms tired?
From?
Flying back.
Oh. So I also got home and went to sleep, and then it's just a slippery slope because you get home at 3:00. Take a nap, wake up at 3:45,
yeah,
and then you're awake until midnight.
Oh, yeah.
And so I watch it. That's why I was able to watch a basketball. I would never stay up and watch a basketball game. And congrats, North Carolina. They deserve all that except the Arkansas win, you know?
Your tweet was funny.
So I stayed up and watched the game last night. I worked on the show a bit. I have a show in Boston, like a stand-up comedy show in Boston on Friday night. And like everybody from all iHeart corporate's coming, like the heads up.
Oh, wow.
Because we're probably going to shoot the special. So I'm like right, I'm writing jokes, man.
So you add new...
No, it's not that. Punching up jokes, moving things around.
Oh, tightening it up.
Yeah, that, and I have the second book that I signed to do. I don't know. I'm done.
You're done with what?
I'm done.
Like, period?
I just go home and I look at my schedule and every single minute is blocked off. And it's like I'm in schedule jail.
Mm.
And I wouldn't have it any other way, but you know how that mime does the thing where they're in a box?
Oh, yeah.
And the box is closing in? I feel like I need that rope to fall in that mime box. I can just climb out of it.
Oh, boy.
I know. But it's good. Like, I'd rather have it that way than the other way.
Okay.
Like Eddie.
Just chill.
Yeah, hang out.
I mean,
Eddie's got a new skateboard with lights on the bottom of it.
I do, and a listener sent me those lights. I mean, I'm...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's legit, man. Now the people in the hood know I'm coming.
Eddie skates around his neighborhood. And he's known as what?
The legend. Don't laugh.
He's known as the legend in his neighborhood for skateboarding.
The lights make you more official,
oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah.
And that's dark time skating only, right?
Right. Nighttime.
And you're how old?
38.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
The legend fits if you're 38. You're not like the Wiz Kid.
Yeah.
You're the legend.
Legend.
Dang. All right. Bobby Bone
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
After announcing plans to release some new music on May 5th, Chris Stapleton has added several dates to his All-American Roadshow Tour, which kicked off last week in Vegas. The tour now continues through November, and it features a revolving kind of lineup of special guests, Maren Morris and Brothers Osborne also included.
That album comes out May 5th. That's a week and that's a month and a day from today.
Yep.
Like, that's really going to be a big album for our format. Like, we're just sitting here, you know, I don't think many people are talking about it yet, but that's going to be a monster album because Traveler still sells like crazy.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to it. What else you got over there?
Well, if you've ever wanted to know how to get, you know, in Carrie Underwood type shape, she spilled some tips. Consistency, flexibility, variety, dedication, and hard work. You get all of that, and boom, you might have her legs. But I would agree with that.
I think those are the pretty standard ones.
She shows up.
If you're just consistent at anything, you're going to get results. Mm-hmm. But yes. There you go.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
There you go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from West Virginia. A man broke into a house, stole some items, stole a TV, some jewelry, got away, but only problem is he left one of his shoes behind.
Oh, no.
And he was like, oh, no big deal. He's driving away around later that night, gets pulled over, and the cop goes, hey, man, where's your other shoe?
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, man, I don't know. I guess I left the house without a shoe. And he was like, And remember the break-in earlier that night? Same shoe, matched, arrested.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's like the criminal Cinderella, right?
Yes.
Like the slipper?
Yeah.
Yes. You got to go find... Wow.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Last night, the University of North Carolina won the national championship.
Matthews... off the mark, and this year the confetti is going to fall for North Carolina. They're not going to be denied this time.
That's exciting. I did feel bad for the Gonzaga guys. The crying is always rough for me to watch. I think I cried after my last high school football game a little bit because I was like, I'm never going to get to play football again.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't really about losing because we made it to the state quarterfinals. We're pretty good my senior year. And so I was like, I'm never going to play again, and I suck. and that's where I think some of the emotion comes from after the game. It also comes from losing, but I don't know. What do you think about Cryer's Lunchbox?
Man, I guess I'm okay with it because a lot of them are never going to play again. And they've worked so hard because, let's be real, senior year, Anderson High School, last soccer game, we lost to Belton. I cried.
Why'd you cry? Because you lost, or because it was? Because for me, it wasn't because we lost. Because it was over.
It was over.
Yeah.
Like you, the last meaningful game. Like I play rec, and I understand, but it's not on the same level as winning a state championship or a national title. And you've been working for that your whole life.
You, Amy, in sports. What was your last sporting thing?
Yeah, cry.
Oh, Amy cried yesterday. So yeah. I mean, it's all
let it out. I mean, it's good. Don't bottle it up.
Maybe save it, though, not on camera. That's all.
My last sporting event, though? Good question. I mean, cheerleading and stuff, does that count? No, probably not.
No.
I ran cross country. Yeah.
At what age?
My senior year of high school.
Did you? Were you good?
You know, I had to do like the 2 mile run. No.
No?
Yeah. I mean, but I did it. I did it. I had to run every morning before school. It was awesome.
Awesome?
Yeah, because it felt good.
Or awful.
No, awesome.
Oh, okay. You guys saw the video at Dirk's after party of Thomas Rhett
and Luke Bryan.
And Luke jumping in the pool. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Okay, I was there for that, but there was such a rule at the party of don't pull out your phones.
Yeah.
And it was an unspoken rule because the only people at the party were invited people to the party. Like, I was, for once in my life, a cool kid. And so it was just artists. It was everybody that you could think. Like, that night, I got to be careful. I just gotta, you know, you don't want to like say stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will. Who cares? But like that night, I mean, Brothers Osborne. I was hanging out with them a lot because I'm friends with those guys. Musgraves, Dirks, Luke, I don't even know who else was there, but
Thomas
Rhett. Well, yeah, but they just took off their underwear, jumped in their underwear, and jumped in the pool, and they like did a pool thing, and they jumped back out. And I was surprised anybody recorded it, because it was just an unspoken rule, like don't pull out your phones, because it wasn't about that. It wasn't about let's see who can take pictures with who. It was just people had their face painted. Like Dirk had his face painted like he was an 8-year-old at a carnival.
Yeah, I kept seeing people with paint and like
Cam was
like,
there dancing. Awesome. Yeah,
rhinestones and stuff.
And everybody was dancing. Even people you didn't expect to be dancing. I even got on the dance floor for a minute.
Watch out.
Because Dirk's had bought this dance floor that if you get on it and you move, it like lights up underneath you like Michael Jackson Thriller for those
who
know.
Whoa, really?
And so everybody's dancing and watching their feet dance back and forth.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it was good. Now it's like just a blur of who was there because I was so not drunk and drinking water. But they had food too, which is amazing. It was good food. They had this thing too where when you went in, if you were a female, because you had on heels from the award show.
Yeah.
They gave you flip-flops.
Genius.
Oh.
Yeah. So they have boxes and boxes of flip-flops, and you show up as a female, and they would say, what size are you? And you go, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever, and they would give you flip-flops. So you could take them off.
Did you get some for you?
No, I didn't, because I actually had pretty comfortable shoes on. And so everybody was still in their clothes. Like, I was like, I'm not having this. Everybody was still in their award show clothes.
Yeah.
I went back to the hotel, put on a sweatshirt and sweats, and then went into the thing. I was like, I don't even care. And nobody cared.
Yeah, no.
All the big songwriters were there. And it was just, I don't know who recorded that video.
Well, Thomas posted it on his Instagram.
I know, so. But I don't know who recorded it. It had to be somebody like that.
Right.
I have the greatest Luke Bryan story coming up from that party in a bit.
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
And no one will care with me telling it because it was so funny. It was just what you think Luke does.
All
like,
right.
He found a way to use technology that no one else knew.
Okay.
It's funny. I thought this story was pretty delightful. You guys see the Taylor Swift story about James Bond?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They were considering Tom Hiddleston, but then once he started dating Taylor, they thought he was a wuss, and so they said they cut him.
Oh, no.
So Daniel Craig's coming back.
So he's coming back, and he was like, I'm never coming back. And they had Hiddleston ready to go, and they were like, Hiddleston's a wuss. He's dating Taylor. Look at all that wussy stuff. Yeah, so he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I wonder, I didn't know if it said, like, did they have to get Daniel Craig to come back with some insane amount of money?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I didn't see the dollar amount, but I'm sure
The guy that, I don't know how to say his name, that Idris Elba.
Huh?
The actor? Idris Elba?
I don't know who that is.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah.
Like, really cool black guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was in...
Because Daniel Craig's a British dude, right?
Yes.
Is Idris Elba British? I don't know. He's in The Office at one point. That's how I know him, because he played one of the bosses. But he's also like in all
Luther.
These like... I thought he'd have been a great Bond. Have they ever had a black Bond?
No.
They should have a black Bond. But anyway, they got Daniel Craig back, because Hiddleston's a wimpy wimp.
Okay, mm-hmm. I know this guy you're talking about.
Yeah, you see him in everything, but you don't know his name.
Yeah, I can't tell you what he's been in, but yeah, I know who this dude is.
A teen escaped a shark attack by punching it in the face.
I love
yes,
this.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
After she was bitten.
Oh.
But that's how she got out. A Kentucky teen visiting Florida for a softball tournament during spring break was attacked by a shark. He's out swimming with friends, like, da-da-da. And 17 years old, 6 puncture wounds to the leg. Now, they don't say if that's 6 bites or 6 teeth. Probably 6 teeth going in once.
Yeah.
Ow.
It was 3:40 p.m., and it was in Destin. And I saw that Destin had a shark attack.
Wow.
The details. And when it bit her, she just started punching it in the nose. My theory is that people aren't watching Shark Week and learning to hit sharks right on the nose.
Right.
It's just that's what you do when something bites you.
Totally.
You just start hitting it.
Because I wonder if when I'm in shock like that anyway, if I'm even going to remember. Punch it in the nose.
I don't think it's a remember. Like if Eddie started biting me, I would just start hitting him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Shark, Eddie,
yeah.
Monkey.
Anyone.
Antelope.
Yep.
Like if
hippo.
It's yes. If it's no, you probably die. Hippo.
Those hippos are serious.
Oh, yeah. Those are the most deadliest.
Animal. I know.
Except they look so cute.
Yeah, they do.
They're not, though. They're vicious. This girl in Destin, she was waist deep.
That is crazy.
Tiny Sharkton, huh?
5-footer. So, no.
That's not very small.
It's not very small.
Mm.
She said she thought it was a dolphin coming her way.
She was like, that's kind of cute. Dolphin.
She's like,
yeah.
She tried to
she's
pet
like,
it.
Meep, 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 meep,
meep.
Starts speaking to it.
Donna.
Meep, 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 meep.
Donna. Donna.
Meep, meep.
Donna. Meep, meep. Donna.
Punch, punch, punch.
Oh, my goodness.
That's terrible.
She didn't die, so we can make
no,
a joke.
Exactly.
No, she's fine.
At a softball tournament. Man, I used to play softball all the time. I was to what softball was what Lunchbox is now to rec soccer. I kind of knew my time was up, though.
Oh, you let it go?
Because people would spend way too much time. Softball person spends like 6 hours a day out there just playing in different leagues, and they dedicate their entire life to it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't have time for this. And so Lunchbox kind of does that now with rec soccer.
Yeah.
Like, his things are naps in rec soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he still got it. Like, I hear people say he can still run pretty good.
Keeps me busy. Keeps me young.
Does it?
Yeah. Tell you what.
Tell me.
I mean, when you're out there and you're like, man, this is making me feel young, because you're out there with the young people and you're like, I can still hang.
A lot of people hating on Lunchbox on Facebook yesterday.
About what?
I'll read you some of the comments. Uh-oh. I disagree with them, all of them. You're my boy, so I got your back coming up.
Oh, man.
I know. I got you. You're my dude.
Rude people.
Yep.
I'm hurt.
I got a North Carolina restaurant banning kids. So before I talk about what you think about it, the owner of Caruso's in North Carolina said, listen, it's a pretty upscale place. I can't have kids under five in here because it's annoying everybody else. And so, boom, he knocked them out. That being said, reservations went from like half full, like to like 80%.
Oh, wow.
Like, people are like, no kids, I'm in. Because it's a pretty nice place. He said the final straw was that there was a little girl using an iPad, and the volume was on high, and the parents wouldn't turn it down, and so she's playing the game, and it's like, and he's like, I just can't have that in this kind of place.
Okay.
So there's that. I want to grab a couple calls. Let's go to Lee in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Your thoughts, Lee?
Well, I would have to boycott every place that did that, Bobby, being that I have kids myself. Me personally, I believe that a restaurant is a family setting type, but that's just my opinion.
And I think you boycotting if you have kids is okay with them, and that's what you have to do as a business. Be okay with people aren't going to come to your restaurant if you have rules against them.
Right.
And Lee, that's all good for you, just like it's all good for him. Like you said, it's your opinion. How old are your kids, Lee?
Well, I got two stepkids, 11 and 8, and then my daughter is 2.5, almost 3.
Listen, I respect your opinion on this, and that's why I wanted parents to call in. So you wouldn't even go without your kids?
No, I wouldn't.
I appreciate that. Hey, Lee, have a great morning, buddy.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let me go over. I want to talk to Dylan in Camden, North Carolina. Hey, Dylan.
Dylan, how's it going, Bobby?
What up, buddy? What do you think about this?
Man, I have got two kids of my own. I've got a 3-year-old son. And I've got a 1-year-old daughter, and I'm pretty sure the other night I ruined like 6 people's dinner. We went to my buddy's 27th birthday party at Texas Roadhouse, and my daughter was throwing the biggest fit you could imagine. I think it would just make my life easier if I didn't have to take my kids out till they were 5 years old.
So you're okay with this, him saying nobody under 5 and under?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm telling you, I had my head down, probably hitting my head on the table the whole night, just wishing it would stop. Nothing made her happy.
It sounds like he likes the idea.
Yeah.
That's funny. As a dad, he likes the idea. Hey, Dylan, thanks for the call, buddy. Hope you have a good day. Around the room, yes or no, Amy?
Yes, I'm okay with the restaurant doing it.
Love it.
Eddie, you got two kids, buddy.
Yeah, I'm with Dylan. I agree with the restaurant. I mean, I'm not going to it since I have kids, but why wouldn't you go to it?
It's so controversial because people with kids get mad. But here's the thing. He knows he's going to lose business by people with kids. And he's okay with that.
Yeah.
And it is a business. I mean, we're going to universal front this, I guess. And this never happens on this show.
Wow.
That we all are with this dude. So, he wants to lose the business of the people with kids. That's his loss.
It's up to him.
And if he's throwing the dice.
Yeah. Reservations are up.
And if it starts to fail miserably, Bobby thinks, he goes, ah, kids, come on back.
Yeah. Kids eat free on Tuesdays.
I hope you're not embarrassed by this, Amy, but I pulled one of your Instagrams. I just want to read it because, listen, we've been together so long. That it's like humor and it's like life stuff. And when you're around someone, you just start to take things for granted a bit. Like, I'm hilarious. You take it for granted sometimes.
I do.
And you're so sweet and the nicest human, and I take it for granted sometimes.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm not.
But sometimes I'm not that funny. Okay. Let's be real. But I saw you post this on Instagram, and I wanted to read this. And Amy wrote this. She said, last Saturday. By the way, let me say the picture. There's a picture of Amy running with her daughter on a treadmill, and you were in Haiti.
Yeah.
And she's running at a workout rate, and her daughter, who is
nine
is just kind of goofing around, just kind of being like her mom.
Mm-hmm. And she has a little dress on and no shoes, and I had some comments about her shoes, just FYI. Like, she had shoes, she had flip-flops on. But somebody was like, can someone please get that girl some shoes? I'm like, whoa, we were just having fun.
Oh, you're going to get people parenting like crazy.
I know.
All the time with everything you say or do. Right, Eddie?
Like, oh, yeah.
That part you should just, because I can only imagine, because I have a dog and people do it. Like, multiply that times 1,000. There's going to be kids.
It's a human. Yeah.
So Amy's in Haiti, and she tried to adopt. She tried to have a baby forever, and she couldn't. And she tried to adopt a domestic, and she kept moving, and she couldn't. And she wanted a mission trip for a woman's conference, and she met these two kids at an orphanage. She's like, these are my kids. I'm going to adopt them. 4 years later, we're so close to them moving here.
So close.
I mean, it could be any time in the next 90 days. And
I, like, wait for my phone to ring.
Really? Are you watching your phone? Like, you really do?
Yeah.
It's that really? Ugh. Like, it's exciting for you, but I hate that for you, too.
It's fine.
It reminds me of, like, every day from, like, 11th grade to my senior year of college, waiting for any girl to call.
Yes, like that.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
So there's this picture. I want to read the post that Amy wrote. Last Saturday, while trying to give blood at the Red Cross in Haiti, a precious nun in the waiting room said to me with a sweet smile, quote, she looks like you, as she pointed to my daughter. I looked at her a little perplexed because she clearly doesn't. By the way, side text, Amy's white, her daughter's black. Then the nun said, when two people love each other, they start to look alike. Amy writes, for years, I wondered what biological children of mine would look like. Would they have my eyes, my cheeks, my lack of earlobes? Would they twitch their feet or shake their legs like they do? And this was also what my mom and my grandma did before me, and would they do this? Thoughts like that used to make me sad, but they don't anymore. We have two beautiful children that look nothing like us, but through love they can and will. We finally have our little mini-me's. I may not have given birth to them, but they're ours till the end. And I cannot wait to see how much they will become like us in the coming years. They obviously will be their own selves as well, and it will be beautiful. I will likely never see that Haitian nun again, but I woke up this morning thankful for her kind words. And there was a picture on Amy's Instagram, and I was just like, oh.
Of my little mini.
Like, it made me, like, choke on my sad gene I don't own, really.
Oh. You know?
And I was just like, oh, I got to read this on the air because me describing it just doesn't do it justice. I thought your words were poignant and perfect, and so many people are going through the struggle that you're going through. And I know you hear from them, and I hear from them, and I just thought that was really an amazing picture and thought with the picture. So I know you weren't going to read that on the air. And you're like the best human I know. And so it's just, it's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Second best. My girlfriend's first.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of people.
I had to adjust the rankings.
No, of course. You
that's
have to.
Fine. Yes. There's plenty of people ahead of me. I don't mind that at all. But thank you. And people can always reach out. I know what it's like if you're going through the whole maybe infertility or struggling with what you're going to do, biological children, adopted children. Hit me up. Email me. Whatever.
I remember the story of you going into, because your husband in the Air Force, you'd have to go in and use insurance, and they would come in and check.
Yeah, my doctor was on base.
Her doctor was on base. Imagine someone coming in and going to your hoo-ha, but in full camo.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. One, it'd be weird if I had a hoo-ha. Second, if they were going into it in camo.
One time I was getting my fallopian tubes tested. I mean, I was really nervous about this procedure to make sure that there was no blockage. And homeboy came in and is like straight up BDUs, like we're at war or something. I'm like, whoa, slow down.
For those at home, BDU means?
That's your camo uniform.
What does it stand for?
Huh?
What does it stand for?
Bad Dude University, the college they all went to.
Good question.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
Blake Shelton had a good excuse for not being at Sunday's ACMs. Mm. He needed to be in his hometown in Oklahoma. He's hosting the official construction kickoff for his Ole Red entertainment venue.
Sounds like a real life excuse to me. I love Blake, but I'm just saying.
I know. I wonder if
also, Blake is kind of like this. Let me just be honest. Blake's kind of like, up yours, everybody. Like,
they really care.
Yeah. He doesn't care. I like that about him. Like, I like Blake. And I don't say I like with that much. I like Blake. I like Big Blake.
Blake.
Yeah. What else?
It's Tuesday, so you got some DVDs now available, or I guess rentals, if you want to rent something. Star Wars Rogue One is out, and Office Christmas Party. Star Wars Rogue One is really difficult for me to say.
Yeah.
Pass.
You don't want to see it?
That means no.
Okay. Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
I had a story a second ago. I said, hey, what do you think about men wearing jewelry? Because they're like, jewelry's making a huge comeback with men.
What?
Jewelry store. Oh, yeah.
Jewelry stores
are having to like put in new men's jewelry from like rings and necklaces and all kinds of stuff. And I'm just not a jewelry guy. Samantha's on in North Carolina. Samantha, your thought?
Oh, I actually like really find it attractive. My husband actually wears a lot of jewelry. He wears some bead stuff from an island from Puerto Rico that he has.
Yeah.
He wears chains and anything from rings, Mark Davidson and everything.
So you like it?
I do.
Do you feel like, though, he needs a little extra time to get ready with all that? Because that's one of the benefits of being a guy is we can just go, T-shirt, jeans, let's go.
I don't think he does, no.
Okay. Hey, appreciate that. Hey, keep working hard. Talk to you tomorrow.
Awesome. All right, bye.
All right, see ya. Be funny if you call back tomorrow like that was a thing.
Yeah.
Let's go over and talk to, how about Nick in Springdale, Arkansas? Hey, Nick. You got something to say about, we lost him.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go over to Emily in Lubbock. Hey, Emily.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say about this? Men and jewelry.
Okay, so when I originally met my fiance now, actually, he wore like multiple rings on his hands. He wore like long necklaces and I just wasn't digging it. And so now he doesn't really wear much jewelry anymore.
You dictate his life.
No, I mean, it's not like I told him. I was like, you can't wear that. I'm just like, that's a lot. Like, I understand a ring or two.
If my girlfriend told me, I mean, you can wear your hat backward. That means don't wear your hat backward.
Oh.
Yeah, if she was like, I really like when you wear your hat backward, I'd be like, oh, maybe there's something to this. But if she's like, you know what? I mean, you could wear it backward. I'd be like, okay. And I don't wear hats. The only time I wear hats backward is if it's easier for me to not have a bill up front, like if I'm resting my head up in the forward. But that's one thing in my life I've moved on from.
But you could pull it off.
I don't think I can, and okay. It's so borderline that I don't. I still dress like a 12-year-old because of my job.
That's true.
Because I can come in today, and this is like a sweatshirt with no sleeves and a hoodie. I can wear this today. Nobody judges me. And I can also put on a full suit for an award show, and it's all the same. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't have to. There's no expectation of me being professional.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You see celebrities that are like 50 still out just chilling in their FUBU. And you're like, looks good to me.
FUBU.
Lunchbox jewelry, go.
Oh, I think it's ridiculous. I think people that wear all the jewelry look like tools.
There you go.
Like, I mean, absolute tools.
Okay, say that to Brantley Gilbert's face.
Oh!
I will. He looks like a goober with all that jewelry
you
on.
You would not tell him.
Hold on. Hey, Ray, isolate this audio.
Yes,
he said he will say this to Brantley's face. I will say to wear jewelry, you better be like Brantley.
Yeah.
That's right.
And like, just be like, this is my thing.
Mm-hmm. I think Lunchbox used the word tool and goober.
And good luck, because I'm going to tell you what.
He's not going to do anything to me. It's my opinion. Okay. He may like it, but it
we're
looks
saving
goober-ish.
All this, right, buddy?
Yeah. Gooberish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Put that in the old Wikibobbia file, and we're going to bring that back when Brantley comes back
all
in.
Right.
Like, when you see a guy walking down the street with five rings on and necklaces and some earrings, you don't think.
The question is, can he beat you up, or is he a rock star? Because that allows you a lot of things.
It's true.
Or does he think he's a rock star going to work at Starbucks?
You said Brantley Gilbert. He's a rock star.
Some
yes,
people
but still,
start at
you didn't
Starbucks
say Brantley
then...
Wilson, who was working as a barista this morning.
Yeah.
Good luck. Lunch for getting beat up after the
oh
show.
Oh, boy.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
I want to tell you one of the funnier stories from this past weekend. So I got into town yesterday because I was in Vegas for the ACMs for the weekend. And after the party, the show, there was the after party. And lots of people had after parties. But really the big one, the big fun one, because there were a lot of pretentious ones, where it's like, go show up, look nice, wear your silver shirts. Eh. But Dirk's had like the normal person one, where it's like, just come, we're playing like fun music, food. It wasn't packed. It was when you think of like a Vegas club, you're like, oh, this is like a bunch of...
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
wasn't like that. And it was very, it was a very restricted list, so I felt lucky to be on the list. And like a lot of our artist friends were there, just hanging. So I get there... And I see Luke Bryan going, "Bye, that's Bobby," like yelling something. And I'm like, what is happening with Luke right now? And so not in a bad way, but like, you know, Luke
pretty boisterous guy.
Yeah.
Had a little drink. It had been a long night. They've been hosting, so they were letting off some steam. And so I see Luke start walking over to the DJ booth and climb up into the DJ booth with the DJ that Darks had hired to play music. And the music was pretty good. People were dancing, whatever. And Luke's like, I'm not happy with this, how people are dancing right now. These people need to be dancing more. And I know I'd make white people dance. So Luke gets up and starts like slamming like 90s Britney Spears. And he starts like playing all this music, but he doesn't have a microphone. And he's like, where's your microphone to the DJ? And the DJ goes, I don't have a microphone. And he goes, you don't have a microphone? You're a DJ.
Yeah.
And so Luke's had a little drink and he's playing the best music. It's because it's like all like 90s, 2000, like pop and like 90s country and the occasional new stuff. But it's like a wedding. You want to play stuff that everybody wants to get out and smile to.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Luke gets up there and just nails it. And he's like one after the other. And DJ's next to him because Luke didn't know how to push all the buttons. But he's like, play this, play this. The guy didn't have a microphone. So Luke takes some headphones, plugs it into the microphone input, and starts to yell at people through the microphone ear because he realizes he can talk to people.
It works that way?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's got a pair of headphones up to his mouth. And he's like, all right, y'all, get your beers on the dance floor. Let's go. And he's like yelling at the crowd through the headphones. It's the funniest thing.
And people got out there?
And the dance floor went from like 14 people to like 40 people where you couldn't even move.
Nice.
I mean, totally.
Dang, Luke.
It was really, I don't have fun at things like that.
So did you get out there and dance?
I did for a little bit. And so did Lindsay. And I'm not, in my old age, you know, my dancing, although I dance hard, it's not really quite up to style with the kids nowadays. But everybody was just kind of
like
that.
But you were with, like, your peers.
It was.
Like,
on the dance floor there at that time, Cassidy Pope was dancing beside me. You saw Cam. They posted a video.
They posted a video, yeah.
I was there with
them. Of them singing Britney Spears, yeah.
That Dirks was dancing. Dirks and I, like, oddly danced together for, like, two songs.
Like, what
That's
kind?
Weird.
What kind of dancing?
Did you all grind?
Yeah.
No. We just like danced and talked because we both wanted to be on the dance floor and we were talking and he had his face painted because there was a face painter there. Because I'm telling you, it was like super fun. It was the least pretentious cool party ever because Darks was like, let's just buy some chimichangas and have a face painter. And Luke was DJing and there was a little pool and it was just like
Sounds
people hanging.
Great.
And so
chimichangas.
Here's the thing. And you can tell again. I'm just going to be cool for a second.
Okay,
because
cool.
I'm not cool.
No, you have permission to be cool.
But here's,
like, you don't
I walk
do this.
This line because people go, if you know the artist and you talk about him, you should give us behind the scenes. But if you talk about him, it's also like you're name dropping.
Right.
So I'm always in this weird place. I'm just going to tell you just because I will. Dirk's like, hey, I'm flying back tomorrow at 6. Dirk has his own plane, right? He's a pilot. He's like, I'm flying back at 6 if you want to ride. I'm like, nope. I ain't riding that thing.
Why?
Because Dirks flies himself.
Yeah.
And two, I flew Southwest. That's a big plane where I got plenty of room and I feel safe.
Mm-hmm. And the pilot has a lot of hours.
And the pilot's not Dirks.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Dirks. But the pilot, I checked. I got on Southwest. The pilot wasn't Dirks. And he was super awesome to say, hey, you can fly back with me. And I was like, you're my boy. I'm going to go ahead and get on myself my flight. Yeah, yeah.
You would think, though, after hosting the ACMs and having an after party, I wonder if he has to have, like, a co-pilot situation.
That's what I was going to say.
No, for sure, but he went flying until that night, like, the next night.
Okay,
there was a reason he wasn't flying back in the morning.
6 a.m.
No.
I was like, whoa.
He was like, if you can hang around tomorrow
6.
Night.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. All that was clean. Was out.
I feel like Dirks takes flying seriously enough
to
where you
can trust him. I think everybody does. I think McGraw does.
Maybe Tim McGraw,
like, the people that we know... But I'm not. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't think most of these people think it's a joke. I just think they do it as a hobby, and it's like, all right, I'm going to trust the pilot does it every day.
Yeah.
Good move on
your
part.
It was gracious of him to offer.
That's super cool.
I don't care who it is. I would have flown with Amy's husband in a small plane, and Amy's husband is like Iron Eagle.
Yeah.
So, Louis Gossett Jr.
You would not fly with my husband?
Wow. It'd be tough, man. I just don't like those small planes.
I can tell right now. He's probably listening right now, and he's probably like, dang, Bobby,
It's nothing against him. It's just that small plane. I don't feel comfortable flying in big planes.
Yeah.
So a small plane?
Yeah.
And your husband has actually crashed a plane and landed and survived.
Yeah, he prefers to call it controlled landing.
Well, because the propellers, the propellers flew off the airplane.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's up there just flapping his arms so fast, he's keeping that thing in the air.
Yeah, the plane definitely turned into a bird, and it was not his fault.
Oh. You know who else I dance with?
Who?
Phillip from Little Big Town.
Oh, yeah? Good dancer?
What? Yeah.
Hold on. What other women did you dance with? Because all I've heard is you.
Everybody was crammed on the dance floor. There was no, it was
just.
But you just happened to be by Phillip and Dirks?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Dirks and I were actually talking for a long time. But Phillip was there and we talked for a bit and I was like, all right. Yeah. That's a good song. Let's jam out. Yeah. So it was good. I danced with my girlfriend very little.
Okay.
More with Phillip and Dirks.
I picture y'all dancing, you know, like, ride it, my pony. That's, like, what was playing?
Like, stuff like that.
Yeah. Genuine.
It was a great party. Mm. And I'm just telling you, nobody thought they were too cool there.
That's awesome.
So random because in this little industry, everybody tries to be cooler than the other person. But it was a good group. It was very, and like, brothers Osborne showed up and they were pumped off their win. And
I bet.
Everybody loves them. Like,
because they're awesome.
It's not even that they're awesome because they are musically. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying
people,
personally.
Like, they're just such good people. Mm-hmm. That everybody was so happy they won that award.
That's great.
I got in trouble yesterday?
What?
When we did that show and I was in Vegas, I was so exhausted.
Oh, you said it was awkward, yes.
When I jumped up a little too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're at an award show and you're up in the front, you're supposed to, everybody, you clap for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Stay neutral.
It's the group that works hard.
Composure.
When Brothers Osborne won, I jumped a little too hard, a little too fast. And I think I was around the Florida Georgia Line people, and they appreciate it very much. Because I was like, "Don't talk about it!" Oh, yeah, that's great. Hey, great
horn,
great win,
streamer.
I was throwing confetti. It was really awesome. So,
did you dance with Brothers Osborne?
Probably. I didn't. They didn't. They weren't on the dance floor.
Oh, yet. Okay, okay.
Everybody was going over congratulating them because they were so happy for them that it was just a thing. That I don't. They had. By the time we left, they weren't on the dance floor yet. But I did watch those two knuckleheads jump in the pool, Thomas and,
Luke.
And Luke. And they jumped around in their underwear, and they just got out and put the clothes back on.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's my one cool story. Mr. Bobby Bones. If you had to pick a social media of choice, Amy, which one would you pick?
Instagram.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Twitter.
I'm a big Twitter guy, too. I like news.
I take it back. Facebook, because I like to chat. I got to go Facebook, because I can chat.
Oh, wow. Switching it up.
Yeah, I'm switching to Facebook.
So we have an Instagram, a Facebook. I'm Twitter, because I love news, and as fast as I can get it. Here's the story. If you love Instagram, you're more likely to be narcissistic compared to people who like Twitter or Facebook.
Ew. Whoops. What?
Yeah.
That's
none
not
of
true.
Us said Snapchat, because I think Snapchat's probably my second. And then Instagram is my third.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. Just go away.
No!
I'm glad people go and we put a lot of show stuff up there, but I went to that page for 5 minutes yesterday just to check and see if people have been posting stuff. And so I got in a fight immediately.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I was sticking out for Lunchbox.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Fight on.
What happened?
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
I'll read you some of the comments in a minute.
Okay.
It's just like you can't even go over there. Mm-hmm. So, Amy, narcissist.
I don't know that I believe that.
According to this.
What's is there a percentage? Cause,
Yeah, 100.
Dang it.
But you gotta love Facebook for the chat option, right?
I don't chat on Facebook.
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, I know you do all show.
Yeah.
Every time I walk by Lunchbox's computer, if I leave my seat, he's chatting with someone. And it's way early in the morning.
So weird.
So, I don't know. How about this? There was a... I saw this, and I think now they said it wasn't them, but the 50-year-old teacher and the 15-year-old student, they were supposedly at a McDonald's in Nebraska. Now, they've been gone for a while now, right?
Yeah, like 3.5 weeks, I believe, and they said it was not them. They confirmed that
it was
not them in the videotape from the McDonald's or wherever it was in Nebraska.
Tad Cummins, Elizabeth Thomas, there was this picture of a couple that looked like them, probably a dad and a daughter now that you think about it,
right?
At a Nebraska McDonald's, so they put it up. And the last time, though, that we've seen anything of them was them in Oklahoma City.
At a Walmart.
It's
and they had
crazy.
Dyed their hair.
It's crazy that we can't find. Like, what?
That's what I'm going to say. It's crazy because I think this guy had this planned out so well. Usually they catch him within a few days, a week. But it has been almost a month, and they have no traces.
Aside from the planned out, like, Big Brother's watching us all the time. Whether we like it or don't like it or want to know or don't know, there are cameras everywhere. They can pop into computers, and there's a reason they're using cash and not credit cards, and I'm surprised that they haven't caught them yet at this point.
Yeah, and his wife filed for divorce.
I saw that.
Yep.
Oh.
How about that life? Like, her life, too, has been, like,
terrible.
Upside down. Like,
180.
Oh, I think he had kids, too.
Everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see it when it broke last night? Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
Did you think it was them when you saw the picture?
No, because I just figured they're not going to be walking into a McDonald's.
They walked into a Walmart.
But that was very early on when they were making their way across the country. I think wherever they're at, they're hiding out and they're not coming out.
You got to come out eventually.
Yep.
Eventually.
And what do? Shave your heads? Put on a fake mustache?
I mean, they dyed it like dark color and she dyed her hair.
They're going to get caught. They're going to get caught. You just hope that they get caught and she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because he obviously is not in his right mind. And you hope that she's okay. That's the best case scenario from this. And then he goes to jail for a long time, and then while he's in jail, guess what's coming to him? Whatever that may be. Hey, if you go to iTunes and you search BobbyCast and you subscribe to it, then you get them for free. They're all there on iTunes.
Free?
We're like the number four BobbyCast, like the number four podcast right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you can listen on iHeartRadio, but if there's a data thing you're driving around, you can subscribe on iTunes and search BobbyCast and get that there. Here's this. Lunchbox had a video as part of our early morning message on Facebook. And Lunchbox was at work in straight pajamas, right? Oh. And so here's some of the audio.
Man, Bobby's in Vegas. He went to the ACMs last night. So I'm like, you know what? I don't need to dress up for work. I'll dress up in my PJs.
No, I see that,
my
dude.
My PJs.
You meant to say when the cat's away, the mice come out to play.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess I'm a mice.
You're a mouse.
Dang it. I can't be a mice. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so this is what we do.
So a lot of people were responding to that. We put up a message every day on our Facebook page, like a video early morning message. In response to LB's PJs, Brian Laughlin says, Lunchbox, you want to be taken seriously and given more opportunities, but you don't want to go out looking for opportunities. Learn a new skill that may open an avenue or look presentable. This, my dear sir, is an example of someone who talks a big game but looks like and doesn't back it up.
Oh.
Mary writes, while I know Bobby is very loyal to LB, I think a large percentage of listeners find it to be very irritating. I don't have much respect for him. I don't think he blends with the kindness of the other co-hosts. I could be wrong. He's an opportunist. Scamming the IRS, talking badly about his wife, always looking for a handout. So I told them online. I was like, I don't agree. And I got on Facebook. That's all I said because I don't want to get into a fight.
I mean, what is wrong with wearing a couple of little PJs to work? I mean, jeez. No one ever yells at Bobby for his outfits. But if I wear PJs, it's like the end of the world. Okay, rude people.
Well, no, it's just Facebook. I wouldn't say end of the world. Here's the thing about Facebook. If you would just take the time, instead of writing a hate message on anyone's Facebook page, and send someone a nice message, like as a personal message on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you know how much nicer the world would be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever you want to write anyone and go, hey, this show, hey, terrible, you're terrible. Just send your buddy, you know, like, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. I'd like to see you again.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little life changer there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Tomorrow's a big day on the show because Lunchbox will bowl live on the radio. And he says he can bowl a 180, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
In my sleep.
So what happened was he said that he was on like the bowling club in high school and he was bowling like 250s and stuff. I don't know a lot about bowling, but I know when I bowl like if I had 100, I'm like, I did good.
That means you're not very good.
So he's like, I can bowl 170. And the listeners have told me that's kind of tough to do. So I think he's a little full of it.
180.
Yeah, 180.
Oh, it's 180. All right.
Yeah, don't give him 10 points.
No. Lunchbox has given me audio of him practicing yesterday.
That's like from YouTube.
See, he reserved the private.
He just said that.
Of course he did. You believe him?
Was that a strike?
It was a strike.
Of course.
Hit it again.
Why do you not believe
him? I want to hear the pins.
Yeah. This is from Lunchbox practicing yesterday.
Nah.
Wow.
Yep.
Well,
that was me.
You got how many pins are there?
There's 10.
Okay. Are there 10?
Yeah, there's 10. Okay. Just for idea, though, how many strikes do you need to get to like score around 180?
You need to average about 18 pins a frame.
And a frame's two.
10.
Listen, he knows what he's talking about. Okay. So you practiced yesterday.
Yeah, for 2 hours.
What'd you bowl?
I was in the 145 range yesterday.
You can do 180 in your sleep.
Just working out the kinks, you know, making sure I got my steps down. And
so some of it, though, was just like practicing form, not really looking
right. Right. You're just trying to hit your spot and make sure you got the proper spin on the ball. And
oh, you spin.
Yeah, and today I pick up my new ball.
What do you mean?
You got a new ball? So here's the bet. Lunchbox has to bowl the 180, or he has to do what he's afraid of most in life, and that's hold a python for 60 seconds.
Any snake.
No, it's not any snake. It's a python.
Oh, I know, but he's scared of any snake, even little ones.
Yeah, so, but the only problem is yesterday I bowled for 2 hours and I'm a little sore.
Yeah?
Like my back and my shoulders.
Take a break today.
And I don't think that's the right move. I think we need to maybe push it back a week.
We can't. We've reserved the alley. You picked Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You practiced on a wrong day. It's all you.
Man, but I'm just telling you, you guys are going to be shocked tomorrow.
Again, if you missed it, here's audio of Lunchbox bowling a strike yesterday.
Okay.
Sounds really good.
I don't understand what you're laughing at.
What do you mean, what am I laughing at?
You act like I can't get a strike.
What is that, the basement of your house?
Yeah,
no, it's the bowling alley.
Yeah. Okay.
When you go early in the morning, there's no one there.
I mean, you can't
even
hear
this. Did you have any gutter balls yesterday during practice?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's going to happen when
tomorrow morning, it's going to happen. I hope you listen to the radio tomorrow. It's a whole
thing.
Does
he get to use the bumpers or no bumpers?
No bumpers.
Oh, I don't need bumpers. What do you think? I'm six?
I got faith in you.
Yeah.
I hear that. I know you can do it. Big news this morning is that Tony Romo retired from the NFL. He's going to go be a broadcaster. We have an NFL player that works on our show in the offseason, Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts. Hey, Matt, what do you think about this? Were you surprised that Tony Romo is leaving professional sports?
No. Brilliant move.
Because?
Man, he's taken a beating over the course of his career. Retire cowboy, go out as a legend. Loosely use that word, legend. But, it's great, man. He's probably getting paid great money to be a broadcaster. Good for him.
How do you feel about players that stay past their prime just because they want to hang in there and, like the Brett Favre thing?
Well, I hope I'm that guy. I wouldn't mind being that guy hanging on, playing forever. But as long as you're playing at a high level, it's great. But, I mean, dude, just listen to your body, man. I'm happy for the guys that can actually walk away on their own and just like, you know, being cut from a team sucks. And who knows what would happen with Romo, but Brett Favre, dude, he was a savage forever. And just, I respect him. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best to ever do it. So
I listen to my body a lot and know what it says.
What?
I'm lonely.
Oh.
Help me. Yeah. I want to walk away from my, can I walk away from my body?
I don't know.
Maybe get a new one?
Yeah, you can. You can transform it.
Is that possible? Well, Romo's out, so that puts Matt and Amy's bet null unless he goes somewhere else.
Where was I saying he was going?
Saying he was going to the Broncos. Yeah. Matt Overton was saying he was going to the Texans.
Yeah.
So we were both wrong.
I was reading a Clay Travis tweet who does a sports show, and he was like, that's the most Houston Texans thing that could have happened to the Texans. They spend a ton of money on a quarterback, and they trade him away to get Romo, then Romo goes, I'm out of football.
Yep.
So there's that. Matt, when do you go back and start training for the Colts?
In about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's so fast, man.
Man.
Are you in good shape right now or no?
Fantastic shape.
Do you have to be in good shape to be a deep snapper?
Some would say no, but I pride myself on trying to be in great shape. And
so you snap to the, also field goals, but you snap to the punter, but then you have to go cover, right?
Oh, yeah. I got to go down and lay some hat, man.
Yeah, I saw you. You posted some picture, you tackling someone. I didn't know you tackled.
Dude, you were tackling
some
like,
respect.
You were tackling like Edelman or someone.
Yeah, and the caption was hungry. And I was always like, hungry. Whoa.
Who were you tackling that picture?
It was, I think it was Danny Amendola from the
Patriots. Amendola.
Wow. That's awesome.
Are you known as the hard hitter amongst the old deep snappers in the league?
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
Do they give you respect, like your team, since you're a deep snapper? Or are you kind of like the kicker where they're like, you're just one of those guys?
No, we get respect in Indy. Call us the fourth down army, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I play with Adam Vinatieri, who's the GOAT. So it's like, he's a legend.
But your punter just retired.
He did. Yeah, he's in... with Barstool Sports now. It's pretty hilarious.
Pat McAfee or whatever? Yeah. Look at that guy.
So how do you get a new punter?
Uh, Through free agency.
Okay.
You just going to
try out
Craigslist.
Are you excited after the other game to meet the other deep snapper? Is it that, like, who you go up and talk to? Like, quarterbacks go up and say, good game. Do you go up to the other deep snapper and say, hey, good snapping?
No, for sure. After the game, we go up to the kickers and punters and the other snappers, and we talk pregame, postgame. Listen, you know, Tom Brady's not coming up to me and be like, hey, good game, Matt. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, it's a little awkward because no one really cares, but we have our own little bromance at the center of the field.
We care.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We care, Overton. Yep.
That's all I care about is the deep snapper.
Matt Overton plays for the Colts. I hope you download the iHeartRadio app because we have something called All Access. We play a song. You like it, you can save it right to your phone. You can search your own song, save it right to your phone. Your iHeartRadio, iHeart Country, All Access Song of the Week, Brothers Osborne. Hey, my book. My jam right now. Get on iHeartRadio, save this song. It Ain't My Fault from Brothers Osborne right now. Let's go.
Blame the whiskey on the beer, blame the beer on the whiskey, blame the morning on the night for who's lying here with me, blame the bar for the band, blame the band for the song, blame the song for the party that went all night long, but it ain't my fault, no it ain't my fault, might have had a little fun, lot of wrong got done, but it ain't my fault,
Bobby Bones everybody,
transmitting across America,
this is Bobby Bones show,
come on Bobby.
Okay, so here's what happened. I presented at the ACMs. It was really cool for me to do that. And I presented Album of the Year, and the winner was Miranda Lambert for a double album. And so I was like, and the winner's Miranda, and she comes up, whatever. And they give me the ACM to hand to her, and I hand it to her. And she gives me a hug. She gives her speech. And they ushered Darius and I off the stage. I had the card in my hand, the card that said the winner is Miranda Lambert. And I'm like, what do I do with this? I was just going to lay it down. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who to give it to, so I just like, I'll just put it in my bag. Actually, I put it in my pants. And then I put it in my bag, and I just took it home.
Yeah.
And then we got on the air yesterday. I wasn't coy about it. I was like, I have it. I said it on the air yesterday. I was like, I have this card. What do we do with it? And most of you guys were like,
keep it.
Terrible influences, right? So I have the card in my bag, and I feel guilty about it because if I had won, I would have wanted that card. And I'm thinking, and I don't know Miranda that well. Of all the artists, I really don't know Miranda that well. I don't. She didn't come by here. I mean, just.
Yeah, rarely.
Mm-hmm. Rare.
I think the only time was Pistol Annie time.
Yep, long time ago.
Long time.
And of that, Ashley Monroe and I became really good friends. That's the
right.
Weird thing.
That's right.
And so I had the card and I was like, okay, I just felt this like artist guilt. Like, it's important to her. And so I was in the airport, and I saw one of her team members. And
no, you didn't.
And I was like,
you bum.
You gave it to them? Did you?
Oh, you.
What?
Did you not?
You went up and.
Keep it.
What was I? Okay, but what was I going to do with it?
Keep it.
Frame it. I mean, you know how cool
it
was.
I didn't win an award, guys.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, my conscience was eating me up. I'm telling you, I'm with them, right? And I was like, hey, congratulations, and.
So this is to someone in her group, not her.
Not her.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to keep it.
I don't even know if she got it. I sent her.
Yeah, probably not.
She'll get it.
Okay. Mm. She's got so many awards. It's fine.
Well, I felt guilty, and it was like, yeah, whatever. And I said, hey, what about the car? That's kind of a big deal, right? Just kind of feeling it out. Maybe he was like, nah, you know, whatever. And he was like, yes, we looked all over for that thing. And it was in my bag 1 inch from my hand.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, hey, I have to give this to you because I'll feel bad about it.
Oh,
and so
no.
I pulled it out and I gave it to him. And he was like, oh, my goodness. This is like the greatest thing. We've been looking for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh, well,
guys.
Then that's the right thing to do. No, you did the right thing.
I mean, they made a big deal out of it.
I didn't realize that
I didn't
like
realize
a thing,
either.
That they would look for it and want it.
Listen, I don't know how true any of that is. I just... I have a conscience. I'm not a sociopath.
They scammed you. Now they're keeping it.
That guy's already framed it.
That's fine. It's off my chest. I feel fine about myself.
He was like, sucka.
Yeah, got that guy.
I guess I tweeted Miranda. I was like, hey, at Miranda Lambert, I got your card to your team. So she...
And did she reply?
No, she probably didn't know I tweeted her.
Exactly.
But, oh, salty, are we?
Wow.
anyway, I don't have the card anymore. Just so you guys know, I don't have the card.
But that's a cool piece of memorabilia you could have put in a frame and put on your wall, a conversation piece when people come over. I cannot believe you went up and sold yourself out. That's like going up to a cop and be like, well, man, I got this thing that's illegal on me. Is that okay? Like, I mean, what are you doing? Why would you go and turn yourself in?
I'd be like, officer, I just shoplifted a Snickers bar, and I would not feel good about myself if you didn't.
What should I do?
Yeah, I need 3 hours community service, please.
Our listeners are disappointed in you. This room is disappointed in you.
Mm. Well, now that I know it's like a thing, I guess you did the right thing.
She's struggling with it, too. Oh, yeah. Oh no. If you haven't heard the Raging Idiots do Flask yet, you're missing out. Fake Luke, are you ready over there?
Of course I am, Bob Luke.
It's the last time we get to play this.
Host ACMs, y'all.
Yeah, all right. Our last time. Fake Luke, are you ready?
Here we go. Flask. That's what you sneak into a ball game on a Friday night. Flask. It's camouflage, which makes it your favorite flask. Boss man is keeping me at work, and I need my flask. Wish I had my flask. Beer at the concert cost $7.50. Good thing you brought in your own whiskey. Got it for your birthday with your name on the side. Front jacket pocket makes it easy to hide. Oh no, it's Saturday. Kid soccer game, could it be wrong to bring it along? Wife says you can't, ma'am. I just want my flask.
Retire the song. There it is. We are retiring the flask. It is it's a sad day indeed. There'll be some juicy gossip on the Bobbycast tonight.
Why?
Just all I'm going to say for right now. I'm just saying.
You're not even going to say what it's pertaining to?
No, because I go to iTunes. You can subscribe to the Bobbycast. But I pulled, like, if you just want to go back and listen to some of the interviews, like, I have to pull some of it here. Let's see. Where are they? Mara Morris. Lauren Elena, Preston from Low Cash, Kelsey Ballerini, Walker Hayes, Chris Jansen, like sit in the house for like an hour and just talk. Songwriters, some awesome songwriters like Shane McAnally, Natalie Hemby, Ryan Hurd, Lee Thomas Miller. So there's a bunch of stuff. And I'll say this too, and subscribe to the Bobbycast on iTunes if you want. But there's this whole story that came out about how women are still making 80 cents on the dollar to men.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, I could go into this whole thing about how that's stupid and it sucks and I wish that wasn't the case and we should, you know, make the culture different.
Yeah.
You know, but what am I going to do? I'll do it in my own ways, like pay Amy more than Lunchbox. Like that. I feel like that's the way to that's the way to actually fix it on my end is that Amy makes more than Lunchbox.
Yeah, you show by example.
Yes. So, but on the last Bobbycast, it caused a lot of controversy because we talk about how much everybody gets paid. Like... you know, in rank.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox starts throwing a hissy fit in the middle of the podcast. So search Bobbycast and I subscribe to it. Yes, Lunchbox.
Yep. I didn't throw a hissy fit. I did not throw a hissy fit.
A hissy was kind of thrown.
I don't think there was a hissy at all.
You started screaming, you want to change odds with me to make your money? To Amy?
Well, because she was complaining that I goof off before the show and I said, well, hey, you're in the recording spots. Those are paid spots. You're making more money.
And salary, though, too.
Yeah, okay. So there, bam. Yeah.
I don't know if he knew that.
Oh, I knew that.
Okay.
For sure.
But it's it's in the podcast.
Not for sure. How could you for sure know that?
Because I'm not an idiot.
I mean, debatable. Not by me, but debatable. Bobby Bones. Some audio for you here. Last night was a big night for college basketball fans. The University of North Carolina won the national championship.
Matthews off the mark. And this year, the confetti is going to fall for North Carolina. They're not going to be denied this time.
So congratulations, Tar Heels. You know, I don't really have an interest, but it's a cool win. And here's the thing I tweeted last night. Like, for everybody that goes, hey, just pick underdogs to win the championship. That's how you win it. I let my 7-year-old, and he just threw Fruity Pebbles at the bracket, and I won. That's such crap. You had two number one seeds playing last night. And you get the most points if you the very end.
Yeah.
So whatever. Nice. Congratulations, North Carolina. Here is Kids Carpool Karaoke with Steph Curry. So on the Late Late Show, you know Steph Curry?
Yeah.
He joined for a kids version of this here.
I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. Yeah,
baby, it's from Frozen, and he knows it because the kids.
The party talking or the chocolate fondue.
That's awesome.
Eddie, do you know that song?
I
know.
I don't. I watched Frozen one time and I never saw it again. I didn't like it very much.
Love is an open door. Anyone here seen Frozen enough to know that song?
Nope.
No? Amy, you're going to have to start. I wonder if your kids, when they get here, are going to care about
that.
They
love movies.
They love Frozen, though?
I don't know if they love Frozen, but they love movies. When I was with them last weekend, they were obsessed with Snow White. She was on.
Like old school?
TV, the old school one, huh. And they were glued to it.
What are the channels like in Haiti, the TV channels?
Well, they don't have a TV at the orphanage, but...
But does, like, Friends come on every day, like, they were here? It's like every...
Yeah, at the hotel, like, well, we were at the Marriott, so, yeah, we had access to certain things.
Is it Miami television?
Basically, yeah.
Oh,
sometimes I hit up that weather, but, yeah, it seems like normal TV, but it's not like we're hanging out there and watching TV, but... You know, they don't have it at the orphanage at all. Like, they were fighting over the remote, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Enjoy this, kids. Don't fight.
Oh, boy.
Well.
Right?
That yeah. sounds good.
How do you handle that?
Hey,
yeah.
Perfect world.
You got it.
So this guy named Doug wanted to propose with his girlfriend, Katrina. He's like, oh, I want to do it. And he knows that she's obsessed with John Stamos. So he sent John Stamos an email to like a random, hoping that was really his email.
You're asking me to help you ask your beautiful Katrina to get married. And I, from what I see here on this email that you sent, you're a handsome man, nice hair, got a good beard, got beautiful blue eyes. Katrina, I would say yes to this. If I was a woman, I'm not saying I'm not. I would say yes to young Doug.
Isn't that funny?
That is amazing.
John Stamos seems like a good... I don't know about any... I have no stories about John Stamos. Even like short people tell me stories I don't tell because they're like secret stories. I don't have any secret stories about John Stamos. Seems like a nice guy though.
That's good. You don't get secret stories from someone.
I thought you did have secret stories about John Stamos.
Do you?
Huh? No, not John Stamos.
Oh, is someone like him? Because I thought it was from a... Never mind.
Context to me. Write it down.
Is it someone on Full House?
Oh, no, it was... No. That's not John Stamos, but it's somebody from another show around the time. They have terrible stories about it. Everything is
nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Listen, my bad. Thought it was John Stamos.
I'm the king secret camera in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
And then one day, I'm just going to... When they fire me, I'm just going to blow them all out at once. Like, end of the year sale. Clearance. Secret time. I do want to say a couple things, because for years and years on this show, we did a whole week where we featured women in country music because we were like, all right, raw deal. Like way before the tomato crap happened, way before all this, we were like, this is not right. Like, let's develop these females and let's get them on the radio. And so it's still a process. And every year I would say, hopefully at this time next year, it'll be a little better, because nothing just goes boom. And so I looked at, you know, the number one record this week, and I went and purposely sought her out when I was in Vegas, is Ray Lynn. She put out a full-length record. You go get in, and Wild Horse was the number one record, so congratulations to Ray Lynn. Some mamas and daddies are living in a street. I want to share this with you, okay? This is a cool thing. And listen, I was raised by my mom and my grandma, and I got sisters, and I didn't have male influence a lot until later on. My stepdad came in when I was, 12, 13 years old. But people would also say, hey, you're very feminine yourself. And I'd be like, I agree.
Thank you. Yeah.
Ray Lynn, this is the top 10, okay? Ray Lynn at number one, Reba McEntire at number four, Little Big Town, who I consider female. They have, Karen's the lead singer,
yeah,
and there are two. And then, Phillip's got long hair.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So Little Big Town, Alison Krauss also in there. And then Lindsay L had the number. And here's the only EP in the top 50 to make it. And she's in the top 10. She made number 8.
Wow.
So you're seeing that it's slowly getting better and better. Like
That's encouraging.
You can't ask for just everything to change. And you don't want a revolution. People are always like, let's have this female revolution. You don't want that. Because
why?
Revolutions die.
Oh.
You want it to just be part of every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You don't want something to come across. It's like for the sake of – and people who argue against bro country now are as obnoxious as the bro country people. Mm. It's always like, this ain't – right? You don't want something to just go pop and be a thing for a second. What you want is for a thing to develop and be something. And I mean, Marin's records up here, there are a lot of – female. Is it where it should be? No. Is it better than where it was a year ago? Absolutely. Better than 2 years ago? Absolutely.
Awesome.
So congratulations to all of them. And listen, just on a selfish part, I'm really like proud of Lindsay, my girlfriend, Lindsay L. Worth the Wait, her EP came in at number 8 out of 10, and it wasn't even a full record.
Yeah.
It was an EP.
And you should be proud.
I am very proud.
And it's
proud.
Okay for you to say that.
Yeah, but I have to like say,
I know,
like,
it's a fine
line. I'm not just like going, hey, this random girl that I don't know did great. What's her name? Lindsay L.
How do you say that?
L. No, but she put out a really cool. It was cool to see people coming up to her going, hey, your music's really good this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that's the first full project she's ever put out, ever.
That's like, awesome.
Ever. So, Ray Lynn, congratulations. Love Triangle. Wild Horse. Reba, congratulations. And I'll play some Lindsay L too, which by the way, she's playing our iHeart Country Village. And so this is called Waiting on You. And no reference to the Bottle Rockets, please.
What's not to like about this new love thing? Midnight kisses, slow dances in the rain. But you got my heart beating fast. Where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to stay. But I gotta know where you stand. Like a dream.
So there's that. So Ray Lynn, Reba, Lindsay, all you women, keep fighting it, man. Just keep fighting it. Keep fighting it. All of us with uteruses are right there with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's uteri group. That's what
we're
saying. Team U.
That's what
and
we
And you're
are.
In there.
Yeah, yeah, you are in there.
Yeah.
No, yeah, no doubt about it. Like,
but you don't have one.
I wish.
Yeah.
Right. No, I did too.
No,
y'all
what?
Do not wish you.
Why
wish
not?
You
why not?
About?
Why wouldn't
you
we?
You want to grow a baby?
Doesn't matter.
It matters.
That's
to me.
Fine.
Why
if
not
you
have
just,
one?
Yeah.
By the way, can I say this?
Yeah.
There was an article written, and I, you tell me if I should take offense.
Oh, it's awesome.
Do you know what it is?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, what is it?
There's
what
an article
called?
Written about David Spade.
Oh,
no, never mind.
And David Spade has this hot girlfriend. I don't know her name. Is she's from Glee? And David Spade's like in his 50s, and you know, David Spade's you know, little and.
Yeah,
older
funny.
And chubby and
Joe Dirt.
Yeah, so they were talking about people like outkicking their coverage, and in the article was also Lindsay and I as me as some. I'm the David Spade of this. Hey Morgan, what's this girl's name? Do you remember Nina?
It's Naya Rivera. She was on Glee.
Okay, and it showed, and it's like look at all these, and it had all these things, and one of the ones was, am I David Spade? Be
no,
honest with me.
No, you're better.
I'm just talking about look. He's way far more talented.
You're taller than him.
He's far.
That's what I'm talking about. Looks like looks wise. Yes, you're.
Is there that much of a difference though, between us?
I mean,
too much pause.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Who?
Naya.
Yeah, but
yeah, but her. Lindsay and Bobby.
Wow.
I would
is
say.
Is there that much of a gap between us?
Yeah,
I would say.
Ah!
She's really pretty too.
But I'm not.
No.
No. Okay.
Not.
Fair enough. All
you're
right. Goodbye.
Pretty.
We're gonna do this birthday thing because Morgan just sent me a note. So don't forget about your birthday. So, oh, Lunchbox is yelling at Eddie at the camera.
No.
Lunchbox gave you the hand signal
yes,
of
like,
camera.
Get your camera.
So, okay, just the thing. This is not my bit, but Morgan and Lunchbox both said they wanted to do this bit.
Yeah.
So, and Morgan runs the show. You know, Morgan
picks Oh, yeah, here we go. Stop. Stop.
It's so funny. It bothers Lunchbox so Stop. Much. That's why I say it. Okay, so.
But she does.
She does. But I like to say it out loud so Lunchbox can hear it. My birthday was Sunday.
Sunday.
And I wasn't here yesterday because I was doing the show from Vegas. Now, Amy gave me the gift of one day I might get a pair of shoes.
But right. Can we talk about how I also gave you a yoga mat and 10 classes of yoga?
Yeah, but the big deal was the shoes. The shoes were the...
But you're acting like I didn't get you anything else.
I'm not acting like anything. I love... You didn't give me anything.
Well, because I mean, I get the Yeezys aren't tangible yet.
Yeah.
But I did get you other
Amy
things.
Gave me the gift of hoping for Yeezys.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, when they come in, I'm going to be super happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's got gifts right now?
I do.
Okay, Morgan, Eddie, where's your gift?
Yeah, it hasn't dropped yet. It's coming.
Oh my goodness!
Dropping with the heat.
I don't even care about the gift, but Eddie keeps saying he has to. Do you not have?
No. It's coming. It's on back order. It's coming though. You said 1 week, and it'll be here.
Okay.
You guys do realize his birthday was Sunday. You need to have the gifts.
Lunchbox, you go first or second?
No, I'll go second.
Okay, Morgan.
Is that okay, Morgan?
Our head producer has got a gift. She ordered it. It was also on back order.
Right.
Here's the thing about gifts. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible at faking like I like stuff. I don't. And Eddie's got the camera on my face. So
yeah, I do.
Morgan said you were going to love it.
It's in a bag that says another year. Say what? And so pull the paper out. Okay. Paper out. It is a cup.
What is it?
I don't know. It's a cup. It says spectacles.
Sunglasses.
It's Snapchat spectacles.
Oh, the Snapchat glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny. I didn't know you can buy these.
Right.
How do they explain
them? They're just
now
available. Like,
how did you get them? But can I see through them?
Yeah, you can.
When did they drop?
I don't understand what they are.
Amy, these are harder to get than Yeezys.
Shoot.
How'd you get these? How'd you know somebody?
I ordered them online, but they're just not available where you can order them online. It was like where they dropped bots around the country, and that was the only way you could get them.
Can I get prescription Snapchat spectacles?
Can you explain what they are?
Morgan, that's cool.
They're sunglasses, and you can Snapchat from the glasses, and you can see like your perspective of them.
Oh,
all right. Well,
I don't know how it works, but I'm gonna put those on.
Yeah, you can link it up to your phone and.
Dude, look at
me! Just another way for people.
Morgan,
to
Morgan, that's a goodness. Great gift.
You're gonna walk around town with those on your face?
Yeah,
I love it.
Ridiculous!
You can even use them at like shows and like see the audience. I'm pretty excited.
This is actually a cool gift because I didn't even know these were available yet. Hey, nice job!
Wow,
as unfake as possible, you came through. That was a good one. Lunchbox. And you know what? I wouldn't even make it a game, but Lunchbox was like, he's going to dominate you. He said that today.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Man.
Morgan, that's a cool gift.
I mean, that's a cool gift. I don't even know what those are. I never knew those were made. I didn't even know those existed.
I can't believe those are actually, like,
made. Real things?
All
right.
Oh.
Now you're ready for the hammer to be brought?
Hater in the house, but he's got a hammer.
Here we go.
Hater with it. Hey, one thing you don't want, a hater with a hammer.
Woo!
All right, he's got a bag.
It's an all. What's your favorite color?
Red.
What color is that?
White bag.
No, what color is that paper?
White paper.
No, what color is that paper?
Oh, inside of it's a little bit red, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Lunchbox, give me
that. There we go.
Birthday. It's very light.
Hey.
It's very light. Like, it's definitely, I mean, it's like paper inside the bag, okay?
Great gifts come in light packages.
What?
It feels like, okay, something. It's very little. I mean, it's a shirt or something. It looks like underwear. It's female lingerie.
What?
It costs $34.
That? Oh my God.
You left the price tag on it?
I don't understand.
Is this like.
That is a gift for you and Lindsay.
No.
What?
No.
What?
That's so inappropriate.
What?
No.
Let's
so.
Lunchbox, tell me like a tiny red negligee.
Oh my God. That is so inappropriate. I don't.
No,
oh
just hold
gosh.
On. Hold on.
Lunchbox,
hold on.
You literally bought Lindsay lingerie.
Hold on.
That is so weird.
Hold on.
I don't understand.
Just
no.
Picture Lindsay in
no,
that
no,
when you
no,
get
no,
over.
No, Bobby,
no,
put it down.
Stop
talking about that. Nobody
where is it
needs
from?
To be picturing anybody in
from
lingerie.
A place called Dream Girl.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's from Hollywood Hustler.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, what?
Oh, we went together, yo. Come
you're
on.
You're weirdest thing.
Your wife went with you?
Yeah, we went together.
Okay, hold on.
Pick that out.
The girl. The girls are disgusted with you.
Yeah.
Why? I am thinking
so
of you.
Funny.
I think it's
the girls
so
are disgusted with you. Eddie thinks it's hilarious. I'm not going to give her this.
Eddie, what if Lunchbox bought your
because
wife lingerie?
No. All that aside, let me tell you what happens. I go, hey, Lindsay, Lunchbox bought this piece of lingerie. put this on. If she walks out, all I'm seeing is Lunchbox in this lingerie.
Yeah, so weird.
Like, all I'm going to picture is him going, hey, look at me. Hey. Even though she's wearing it.
He's like, Hollywood. No.
Dude, come on. Look at the little things.
I didn't want to touch it.
No. Look at the clips. They're like little.
Oh, my God. Stop talking about it. It's so weird.
No, it's not weird. It's lingerie. People wear grown-ups.
They're someone else's girlfriend.
Hey, I'm trying to help Bobby out. It's a gift that never keeps giving.
Don't you girls have, like, lingerie parties and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, what's
you're
the
getting
big deal?
It for your, it's totally different. Lunchbox is not.
No,
well, this is like a guy lingerie party.
A girl buys it for you.
Okay,
you
then my wife bought that for you.
What if you just said it was for me?
Yeah.
Put it on, Bones. Try it on.
Don't it's too on. Small.
Don't forget the leg buckles.
It's got the leg buckles.
Oh my gosh, you're funny. You thought that was going to
win. What are you doing? Why'd you throw it away?
That's a terrible gift.
Yeah.
I disagree.
No, I'm not taking a picture of her in it and giving it to you. Stop.
Look.
Wait, did he say that?
Don't worry about what he just passed
me. I texted him a note, maybe. I may have texted him, so I ain't get a picture.
That's so creepy.
Dude, you're
this
so...
This is the worst thing.
I don't understand. No. I don't understand that women have these lingerie parties and they get...
I get that. For them.
You gave it's Bobby's like, girlfriend lingerie.
That is basically. A gift for Bobby that gives year round. I mean, he can use that on special occasions and every time he's like,
I just can't.
I get a lot of uses out of this birthday present.
If she says anything to me in it, I'll hear, hey, I'm coming to bed. It's just you. It's from you. It's weird.
Dang it.
And you left the price tag on purpose.
You did.
$34.99.
No, I didn't mean to leave it on. I just. Thought it was. I got it gift wrapped at the store.
Thought they would
take it off, man.
Hey,
bad.
Ray, move that song down, will you?
Wow.
Wait, this has turned into a disgusting segment.
That was funny. I didn't expect that. Yeah. I didn't expect
I
that
really
to be one of your gifts.
I really thought it was going
to
be like something heartfelt. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. It was heartfelt. No. I'm serious.
It was.
Dude, it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Outside, you got to think outside the box when you're getting Bobby.
Morgan, can you set these up for me?
Yeah.
Come on, this
hey,
is
Morgan,
awesome
can
gift.
You set that up for her? For him,
hey, but no, secretly, you don't see it as like Lunchbox looking out for his boy, like hey, looking out for you.
I know. I think it's Lunchbox just being
okay,
creepy, yeah,
creepy.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And then he's like, "Hey, text me a pic in it." So yeah, I can,
that's messed up.
Yeah, it's messed up.
That crossed the line.
Yeah,
yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
So the ratings for the ACMs came out, and they're fine. I think they would have liked them to be better. I think that they could have been worse. It was you know, pretty good ratings overall. I think it's tough though because it's a juggling act for when you book the show because you're going to have people that complain when you bring the Backstreet Boys in. You're going to have people that complain when you bring these pop collaborations in. I personally enjoyed them.
Loved it.
Me too. And I wish they would do more of that. But again, it's just a rock and a hard place with when you're the ACMs and you're booking these shows because you have these artists and the artists want to play their new hits. And the normal person watching TV doesn't want to hear a new song. They want to hear like their favorite song from the artist.
Yeah.
And so it's a weird, hard place to be for them. And I was watching, I was like, man, I feel bad for these guys having to book this show because you got to like cater to everybody's demands. Like, okay, Luke will host, but Luke did actually play his number one song, Fast.
Yeah.
Some people play brand new stuff. It's just a weird thing. So what I've done though, and I thought the show looked fantastic. I went back and watched it on TV like because I recorded it.
Oh, nice.
I thought it looked really good.
Yeah, it did.
And I thought the Backstreet Boys were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Backstreet Boys are great just because it's fun again. Because like their last two albums they put out, they were like an injured ball player who should stop playing when they put out their last two albums. But now they've gone away for a bit and come back their novel again.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were putting together the ACMs, here's the collaborations that I will make. So first of all, Luke Bryan. He comes out and he's like, that's my kind and I. Who comes out with them? Lou Bega. And then it's Luke and Lou. And people be like, that's what I'm talking about.
Genius.
Like, how do you mess up Luke Bryan and Lou Bega, right? This is for next year. I'm just throwing this out there.
Okay.
Dierks Bentley. Now Dierks is different because Dierks has got like, he's a man, but he's like got this feminine thing to him where it's like he loves like just women's rights. And I have Dierks coming out with No Doubt and rocking out with No Doubt. Dierks and No Doubt. Tell me that wouldn't be awesome.
See that?
Yes. Eric Church and Beck together, two of the coolest dudes in music.
Where's that?
And Beck's like super cool now because he changes.
Okay. I see that. Okay.
Hey, Beck won Album of the Year 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie Underwood. Let me say this about Carrie at the ACMs.
Ooh.
There was nobody that demanded more respect on that stage the entire night than Carrie Underwood. When she came out, and I'm sitting there, and I'm in like the front rows. They put me in the front rows. Like, I shouldn't be in the front rows. I'm in the front rows. When Carrie came out, people shut their mouths and just paid attention. More than any artist that whole night.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Anyone. When any perform, when Carrie came out, she is the Beyonce of country music. It's Carrie Underwood.
Just gave me goosebumps.
I don't even like Beyonce that much. Cool. Like, I think Beyonce's overrated. Whatever. But when Carrie comes out, mm-hmm. it's like how she's not the queen of this entire format. And by queen, I mean Queen Elizabeth. There is no king. I don't know. I don't understand. Because there was nobody like Carrie Underwood at that award show last night. She was heads and shoulders above everybody else. So
who you got her with?
Celine Dion.
Whoa.
That would be powerful.
Put her with a legend.
That's two powerful women.
And she's one of the few that can hang with Celine. Mm. Period. Okay. Al Dean, I got him with Guns N' Roses.
Tell me that wouldn't be awesome.
No, that's perfect. I got my boys Dan and Che in there.
Okay. Oh,
I have to.
Who are they going with?
I know who it is.
Oh, yeah. You do.
It has to be.
You know me?
Yeah, I know you so well.
Oh. Okay. Who is it?
Savage Garden.
No, it's not.
No!
I think one of them's dead.
Oh, goodness. Sorry.
Or maybe they just broke up.
Oh,
one of them's solo.
Wow. Wait.
Maybe one of them's not dead.
Maybe I would check. Split as a band.
I think they just split, maybe.
Okay, man.
I know one of Milli Vanilli's dead.
Yes, yeah. And Chris Cross.
And one of Chris Cross's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. No, I put Dan and Che with Hanson. I love Hanson. They're really good.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, who else?
I'd put Miranda Lambert because she's cool.
Ooh.
With freaking Alanis. Tell me that wouldn't be a sick, like, together.
That'd be cool.
Sick?
Oh, it'd be sick. That'd be the
sick.
He took
it back to Alanis.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Yep. And then Keith Urban was an interesting one because he is so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Keith can play with anybody at any time. And it's like, who would you put Keith Urban with? Like,
I know who you're going.
But you don't. But if you get this, I will give you $10. Go ahead.
John Mayer.
No, but that would be awesome. I'd put John Mayer with Lindsay O.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Give us a hint.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban because they would just rock the faces
off
of everybody.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Bon Jovi.
No. Later. Go ahead.
AC/DC.
No.
Okay.
I would put Keith Urban with Green Day and let them just punk rock the whole crowd.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Can you imagine Urban with Billy Joe?
Okay.
You're like 90s grunge is seeping into this ACM show.
That's his dream.
Yeah. Amy, I have Celine Dion and Lou Bega.
I just said seeping.
All 90s.
All 90s
Hanson.
90s.
But I'm bringing back these novelty acts. That's why.
Yeah, because I get it. Backstreet Boys.
And some of these aren't even novel. They're still cool. Gwen's still cool. Beck's still cool. Guns N' Roses are back at it. Green Day still making...
Savage Garden, questionable. Oh, they're not even really on the list.
No, that was my list.
Did one of them die?
Let me check. I didn't look. I just trust you. Dude, when you talk music, I trust you.
Florida Georgia Line, Nickelback.
Okay, perfect.
Let them all just jam out there together. Play How You Remind Me into any of their songs.
So this is your ACMs. If you were running the ACMs.
I'd put some of those together, yeah. And just say screw the haters because they're haters everywhere all the time.
And my question, though, is when you went to the ACMs, I thought when I was watching, I was expecting you, Bobby Bones, to be the only radio person on the ACMs. What happened? Why weren't you the only radio person?
Delicate subject.
Like, what do you mean?
I was the only radio person.
That's what I thought. That's what I was expecting. I was like, yeah. And then these other radio people came out, so...
Diplomatic? Because I'm a more mature person now.
What does that mean?
Scorch the earth, Bobby, doesn't exist right now. This is calm, collected.
No. We don't want... You know what we like?
He's been doing yoga.
Yeah.
Namaste.
We like truth, Bobby, so...
The truth is, another company cried, and it put the ACMs in a tough place. And they made the decision to add three other radio people. And so I was still there, but because somebody was through, you know, had an issue, some things happened.
And how do you feel about this?
I'm good. I think radio people should stick up for each other more. I talk about this in the Bobbycast all the time. Radio people don't stick up for each other at all, and it stinks. It's a really bad thing, and we should. We should have each other's back, and we don't. And so even when the girl got in trouble at Sirius for a comment, and I was like, she apologized. Get off her back. I was like, guys, she apologized, and she didn't hurt anybody, and some good came from it. I think radio people should have each other's back, so I have no problem with it. Like, fundamentally, I have no problem with it. And radio people just don't. And that's why when I find people that are, like, super cool, like, in radio, I don't care if I don't feel like I compete against other radio stations or people. I'm competing against YouTube and the world of everything.
Other
podcasts and just anything.
Entertainment.
So you weren't upset at all?
The only thing I was upset about was that it was I was invited. I was invited a long time ago, and it was more of a body of work thing.
Okay.
We put out 2 albums. One went number one. We had a top 5 country album. I wrote a book. It was very nice of them to invite me. And then something happened. I'm actually great with it. I think because nobody was embarrassing. And the worst thing that can happen is somebody in radio gets up there and is embarrassing, and it makes all of us look bad. And I thought Stormy and Ty and the guy from Detroit, I thought they all got up there and did a great job.
See, you know how you say I have a voice, like when you think I'm like being funny, like, yeah. Oh, there was that weird voice when he's talking about his wife.
Uh-huh.
Your voice right now, it's real soft and you're trying to stay like this.
If I were to say I wasn't disappointed, I would be lying. But I more so appreciate the fact that other radio people came on and did a good job.
Yeah.
Because it represents all of us.
And that's a good attitude.
But don't you feel like they just took your thunder, like you worked?
Yes, I opened the door for it. But listen, the other company did something smart. They were like, no, you got to let our guy into it. If it were me who was let in, I'd have been happy about it. So I just look at it.
Is that how you want to be let in, though? Is by...
Yeah, if I have to, yeah. I'll take it.
Oh, doors cracked?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Doors cracked? I'll get in. So, yes.
So, not earning it is...
No.
How you want to do it.
Let's just go.
I let it go.
No, I'm asking him like...
You're asking him a lot. I know, you're asking him a lot.
You're pressing me
to
say...
Yeah, you're pressing him, and he's
That's really how I feel.
Yeah.
It was difficult.
I feel like you're being honest. You're like,
it was difficult
was
for
bummer,
me because I was the first radio guy in years and years and years to get on there.
Right. And what did you do all the last year? Like, let's go over your accolades.
I don't need to do that.
New York Times bestseller. And so where were they on that list?
No. I'm not doing that. I'm proud radio was represented well. And I am very thankful to the ACMs and to just the whole everything.
I mean, what are they going to
do? I'm done.
No.
I get one more question.
Okay, what are they going to do when you're named host of the ACMs?
I put every radio person as host.
Is that what they'll have to do?
We'll all just host it together.
Oh. And you'll be okay with that?
No. At that point, I won't be. But yes. But no, it was good. It was difficult at first because I did.
Okay.
But now it's good.
I got a question.
You just asked your last question.
No, I have a follow-up question.
Go ahead.
Were you upset that they got to go on before you, or were you glad with your spot?
No, one went after me and 2 went before me. I was a little irritated at being put in the middle, but again, the overall part of it, I was good.
Huh. Did you ever talk to them and be like, hey, you know?
I did. I talked to Ty after and told him he did a great job.
That's what you said to him?
I did. Stopped him in the hall.
You didn't say, man.
It's just bigger than me getting upset. It's like artists sticking up for artists, and you know, it's just what it is.
Did a little bit of you want to say, hey, man, you're welcome. I got you here?
No.
On the petty side of me at first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
But then once I can have a second and go, this is bigger than just me, no, I did not.
Man, you should probably send a tweet to him and be like, hey, man.
Don't need to. I'm proud of how everybody did because radio came off great. And that's what we need.
I understand, but radio would have came off great if you would have just done it.
You know what it showed me?
What?
I thought was cool, is you see the artists interact with... We don't ever get to see artists interact with other radio people because we feel like they come in here and they're all like, hey, and they hug us and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, dang. They hug and shake and say hey to all these other people, too, when they would be up there. And I was like, oh, yeah, they rely on radio here, there, wherever. Like, we're all in it to kind of play the good music, get it out there. And it was just neat to see them have a relationship.
Talking about? You're not backing up Bobby's point.
I don't need backup.
You're supposed to be on...
I got a break.
I am on Bobby's side.
They're yelling
side,
me to break.
But
you should be on my side, though. You should be like, hey, Bobby, you know, you're the one that should be up there. And I don't know why
I was up there.
You should have been the lone one. When they earn your spot, I mean, it's like giving out participation ribbons. Are we going to start doing that in society? Fine, let's do it.
What do you mean, are we going to start?
No.
We do that.
I mean, and we all get mad about that.
Okay. Okay, song break, hit. Namaste.
Namaste.
This is a Bobby Bone Show.
Bobby Bone.
All right, going to head out today. We appreciate you listening. A couple things. One, if you want to listen to the show, iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bone Show on Demand. But a lot of people asking about the iTunes. We just had to move channels over. That was a rogue channel that had our other one up. Just research Bobby Bone Show. You'll find our podcast. You'll find the Bobbycast too, two different podcasts. So they're up there. Just search Bobby Bone Show and you'll see it says, you know, iHeartRadio underneath it. That's the one. People are like, where are the new ones? They're up there. We just had to move channels. They're very easy to find. Just research it.
Yeah.
Not research it, but search it.
Yeah.
Appreciate everybody being here. Any parting comments, Amy?
No, I hope everyone has a great day.
Wow. Okay.
Including you.
Thank you.
And I hope you, I know you have a busy schedule, but I hope you get sleep tonight.
I'll get some sleep tonight.
Woo. I love sleep, Bobby.
I think. I need to check my schedule if there's sleep written in there. Yeah.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.